You showed me the analytics and how the first three videos seem to have the most views by far, which seems to illustrate that the natural tendency for people is to just watch the first few videos. It's just what we naturally do. So if we had a video at the start which showed people, hey, you know what? There are all these topics we're covering.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
I'm James Schranko, and I have a special guest today called Daniel Dobos from Mental Blank, who is an education training memory expert or something like that. Tell us about it, Daniel.
Thanks, James. Basically, over the last 7 or 8 years, we've been running seminars on advanced learning strategies, things like memory and speed understanding, and showing people how they can come up with better ideas and new ideas and get better results with the same resources they're already using.
Fantastic. I've recently put out a product called Traffic Grab. And what I had to do this time, it's actually a large product. It started out as one slideshow, and it sort of grew and grew. And with a fair bit of production and editing, it's ended up being about 9 hours worth of video, which turned into about 313 pages when transcribed, like every single word that I say. Now, what I want to know is, how can I encourage my customers to get the best value from this product? Because I know full well that with a lot of information products, people treat them as shelfware, where they'll buy it and then not use it. Now, I want people to use it because I want them to get results, and I want them to be raving fans of my training and be in a position where they're ready to buy more of my products and services. So how can I help them to get the best from the product?
Yeah, sure thing. And as we both know, a lot of the time people do buy a product and they never use it. So it's great to see you taking the opposite strategy there. So the key thing is to realize that when someone opens a product, they usually just start at the beginning and they go from the beginning towards the end in a very linear step-by-step fashion. And unfortunately, that's usually not the best way to do things. The reason it's not the best way to do things is because the value in your product is no doubt diverse and varied. I understand it's not just a step-by-step guide. Is that right?
Well, it's an overview of everything that my team does. When I put it together, it's an interesting thing, step-by-step. I actually created a map, and then we systematically put an index down the left-hand side, which do lead from one step to the next. And when my team implement, they go from the first step to the second. Now, some of the steps from the mid part on will be handled in a slightly different way. We actually have wholly different departments within our team to manage those processes. But I thought, as the product creator, that I should at least, continue that step-by-step system. In the instance that someone wants to implement everything, they could just go from, color to color and follow the video, perhaps in a linear fashion. Sure. But what options do they have?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess someone who may want to implement it as a step-by-step guide, but the point is, people are, for example, going to have a massive problem, say, with RSS feeds, or they might have a massive problem with list marketing. And if they just go from the start to the end, they might not actually realize there's these gems of gold or these nuggets which are waiting for them. So what we want to do is we want to actually up front give them as much understanding of the total product. So we want to straight away let them see, hey, you know what? There's RSS, there's list marketing. And they might find, hey, you know what? I've got a massive RSS problem. I'm just going to go straight to that. And, straight away they can then get some value from what you're doing and go, thanks, James, that was awesome. You've just helped me immensely with my RSS or my list marketing, whatever it is. And then straight away you've been a legend to them, and they've only consumed a small percentage of your product. So we just really want to use that that old 80-20 principle. If you've never heard of that, that's really just saying that you're going to get 80% of your value from 20% of a content. Most people have different tastes and situations and problems. And so what that 20% will vary from each person. So we just want to make it easy for them to find that small amount of information that will give them that big gain.
Right. So I just want to address this step-by-step thing. I read a lot of complaints from people saying that, you know, the course they bought is not step-by-step. You know, is it wrong to have step-by-step?
It's not wrong to have step-by-step if it's a very specific and one-dimensional process. So, look, sometimes step-by-step can work, but if you've got a product as massive as yours, like step-by-step works when it's quite simple, because if you look at people's concentration span, you know, if you give someone step-by-step for half an hour or an hour, great. But if you're asking me to do step-by-step for 9 hours, what are the odds that I'm going to do that if I'm the, you know?
So what I did do is I broke them into small video chunks, and even the longest videos I think come in at under an hour, but many videos at 15 minutes or 20 minutes, because I noticed when I once I had this product that was about 60 minutes and I chopped it into 5 or 6, 10 or 15 minute videos, and people acclaimed that. They said it was a great way for them to eat it in chunks. Because I suspect, and my analytics will support this, when I log into Google Analytics, using the video software that I've decided to display the videos with inside my membership area, I've actually got everything on one page in a multiplayer, and the analytics are showing me that people seem to watch the first few videos more, and then it drops off. And then what happens is some of the other videos further down start to get watched more than the ones in the middle. So I think people are actually breaking away from the routine and going for the ones that make the most sense for them. But they definitely all start at the beginning. That's by far the most viewed video.
Yeah, you showed me the analytics and how the first three videos seem to have the most views by far, which seems to illustrate that the natural tendency for people is to just watch the first few videos. It's just what we naturally do. So if we had a video at the start which showed people, hey, you know what, there are all these topics we're covering. I don't know, how many topics are there? 1,500?
There's more than 15. Okay, I see what you're saying. I should hijack that first video spot with an introductory video that explains the product better.
Yeah, well, that basically gives people an understanding of how much value you're giving them. And so they can straight away say, hey, look, there's a great video on this, there's a great video on that, there's a great video on another thing. I know that you recently put in a table of contents for your transcription. So that's a really awesome thing to do. You might even want to just give them that table of contents straight away as a PDF, or maybe even, probably as a PDF, or you could even put it at the end of the page as, hey, and then straight away they can go, okay, awesome. This is all the value I'm going to get. You know what? For my business to grow, I need to skip straight to video 17. So they can straight away see what they want. The other thing is that you might find that you might have different types of customers. So you might have, for example, service businesses, and they may need to look at this in a slightly different way to people who've got product-based businesses. Now, maybe, maybe not, but there may be different categories of customers. That was just a random distinction. But you might have other types of categorizing your customers in which you can use, so that you can straight away say, hey, you know what, you're this type of customer, this is the best way to consume the product. You're a different type of customer, consume the product this way.
Excellent. Yeah, so what I should see after I install a new welcome video is hotspots on the most popular videos, because I've made it easy for someone to go directly where they're going to get the best solution.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so it's you're telling me that there's probably some parts of the product that people will never see, and they don't even need to, because it might be too much for them.
Well, I think we just got to appreciate that everyone's going to have different needs, and we can't guess what those needs are. Whereas if we just put it in a linear 1, 2, 3 step-by-step order, we're assuming that everyone has exactly the same needs. We're assuming that the video one is the most important video for everyone. Now, in some cases, that might be a fair assumption, but in many cases, it won't be. In many cases, people will have different needs, and it's very hard to guess what people want. So Rather than guessing, what we can do is we can just say, look, we've got all these great things. You might even how many videos did you say you've got? 15, 20, 25?
Yeah, there's about 20 videos.
20. There might even be a way to categorize those videos into maybe 4 or 5 categories. So potentially what you could do is you could say, look, if you're interested in traffic-related videos and you need more traffic for your site, well, I know it is traffic grab, so that's probably not the distinction, but, you know, but within traffic, you know, for example, list building, you know, if you're looking to build your list, you might have multiple videos related to list building. If you want to focus through, you know, for example, paid traffic and free traffic, you know, so if say someone's already spending money on traffic, they might be wanting to optimize what they're doing with paid traffic. So that might be a way of categorizing your video. So straight away, again, there's another way of looking at it. So I think as many ways that you can categorize it, the better, the easier it is for people to just straight away find that small amount of viewing, which will give them the biggest gain. And if you can do that for your customers, if you can say to your customers, look, you know, spend the minimum amount of effort to get the maximum amount of results, generally speaking, your customers are going to be fairly happy with you.
Right. So my takeaway from this is simply, well, firstly, thanks for the suggestion about the table of contents, because as soon as you mentioned that, we wheeled out the transcript and we added a table of contents and page numbers so that people can really rip into the right part of the document. Secondly, I'm going to create an introductory welcome video that points people to how they might get the best use of this product and where they can find the real gold nuggets that are right for them. And I'll slot that into the very first part of the video player so that I can help them optimize their training experience. And thirdly, I'm going to go and look at analytics and see what's happening.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, Daniel, thank you very much. You've really helped me demystify some of the questions that were in my mind about creating products, because I really want my consumers to get the maximum value for the product, because let's face it, if they buy the product and don't use it, then they're probably not going to buy another product from me in a hurry because they haven't seen the true value. And if they do use this product, even if they, I actually believe if they watch one of the modules, that they'll get an immediate return on their investment. If they watch a couple of them, then they're going to absolutely smash it.
One other thing I'll tell you as well, just as a very last thing.
Go for it.
Is just with viewing information, there is also a great piece of software. I'm not in any way related to it. I don't even have an affiliate link, but it's called Enounce. And what that allows you to do is it allows you to speed up the videos. Now, I'm not saying that you speak slowly. I know that you sometimes speak very fast, but occasionally, there are times in a video where people can actually take in the information faster than what we say it. In general, we can take in information a lot faster than what people speak. So if people are using that, and you may even want to encourage them to use it, that is certainly something where they can sort of consume the information quicker and also understand it better as well, because a lot of the time why people have poor concentration is because they're getting distracted and they're thinking of other things on their mind and people are just speaking so slowly. But when you start to speak faster, people are focused and they're concentrating better. In fact, if you really wanted to take this to the next level, what you could even do is you could even put your videos through some video editing software and actually make them so that when you play them, you can actually give them maybe a few different speeds. So you could actually have 1.0, which is the normal speed. You could even do 1.5, 2.0, even 2.5 and 3.0. So don't get a bit advanced, but certainly there are some people who I will listen to who I can easily put at 3.0, and it's no problem at all. And it's not because, and it's just what you get used to. So that's potentially something which is a bit experimental, but might be interesting.
Well, you know what's, it's funny, I actually concentrated on speaking a little bit faster in these videos, keeping that in the back of my mind. But I do provide the downloadable version so people could run it through some speed up software. So that is an excellent tip. Thank you very much.
No worries, no worries.
Daniel Dobos from Mental Blank, thank you very much. And I'll let you know how it goes.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.